VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned from the United States, threatened swift retaliation. And now there are now incidents happening in the Israel region. U.S. warships and fighter jets are headed to the Middle East. VOA Chef Selden reports.
U.S. officials say the new military capabilities headed to the region are designed to meet and mitigate whatever threats Iran and its proxies decide to unleash. But they emphasize the U.S. is looking to calm tensions, not raise them.
These are defensive capabilities.
The Pentagon's Sabrina Singh.
All of our capabilities that we have there in the region are defensive and to send a message of deterrence.
Singh also says there is a possible off-ramp, telling reporters a potential ceasefire deal to end the fighting between Israel and the Iran-backed Hamas terror group in Gaza, one that also sees the return of multiple Hamas-held hostages, would be good for everyone. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of mourners have converged around the flag-draped coffin of Hamas's slain political chief Ismail Haniyeh. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris gets enough delegate votes to become the Democrats' nominee.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign announced that it raised $310 million last month, an amazing sum of money showing that donors, who once seemed spooked about the prospects for November's election with President Joe Biden, are now offering mountains of cash to boost the VP. The haul by Harris, the Democratic National Committee, and affiliated entities far outpaced Republican former President Donald Trump. His campaign and assorted committees say they took in 138